David Kopp here to talk about Talian Chavijian's new book from Multnomah titled Unfashionable, How to Make a Difference by Being Different. Given the title, you wouldn't imagine this book coming from a stylish South Florida pastor with a surfboard propped up in the corner of his office and a closet full of Steve Madden shoes. But then again, given that church socials aren't exactly the scene where the latest trends are born, you have to wonder, in Unfashionable, is Talian arguing that Christians should forego all taste and stop caring about popular culture altogether? We asked Talian to take some questions on both the title and the message of his exciting new book.
Talian, you write and speak to a lot of Christians in their 20s and 30s, people who we could assume care a lot about popular culture. Why did you title your new book Unfashionable?
The premise of the book is relatively simple, and it is this, that Christians make a difference in this world by being different from this world. They don't make a difference by being the same. And so the problem that I'm trying to address, especially to young Christians these days, is that we seem entirely too fascinated with fitting in. So we come to the conclusion that in order to reach the world, we must become just like the world. And what I want to show is that the difference that we can make in this world by being different from this world, by being unfashionable, is not a small, insignificant difference. It's a cosmic difference, because God is on a mission to transform this present world into the world to come, and he has enlisted Christians to carry out this mission. And the effectiveness of our renewing work of carrying out God's mission depends on our living according to God's standards and not the world's standards. So to the degree that we think and live in accordance with God's standards, we serve as God's agents of renewal in this world. That's sort of behind the title Unfashionable. I'm certainly not talking about the need to, you know, dress kooky. I'm talking about living according to God's unfashionable standards so that we can make a difference in this world by being different than this world.
Many younger Christ followers seem to care a lot about living out their faith in world-changing ways. What unique challenges do they face in trying to accomplish this mission?
I think that all around us, the world is trying to convince us. I mean, advertisers are great at this. They're trying to convince us that in order to enjoy a meaningful life, in order for life to be worth living, you have to fully engage in whatever's new, whatever's in style, whatever is fashionable. And what I want to say is God has created us and wired us and designed us for something much greater than here today, gone tomorrow stuff. That God has created us and wired us and designed us to live for something that will never die, to invest our lives in something that will never, ever end, that will last forever. That is the, you know, and that thing that God has wired us and designed us to live for is to regenerate this universe. And by committing ourselves to Christ and thereby becoming unfashionable because we're living our life according to God's standards, not the world's standards, we do transform this world.
Talian, if you took just one arena where living in a radically different way for Christ would be important, money perhaps, or relationships, what might living against the world for the world look like in that instance?
Take money, for instance. I think the idea that the Bible teaches us that in essence we are owners of nothing and stewards of everything is something that runs completely contrary to what this world says. The fact that the only thing we truly own is our imperfections and our sin, and that all of the resources we have been given to us by God's grace, and we are responsible to steward those resources well. will shape and inform the way we handle something like money. So, for instance, one way to think about money unfashionably is to conclude that when we get a raise, for instance, God orchestrated for us to get that raise, not so that we can get more, but so that we can give more, for instance. That runs completely contrary to what the world says the real benefits of getting a raise are. Relationships, another example, I think. Typically, we tend to objectify people. That a person's value depends on their ability to produce. A person's value is directly tied to their contribution to society. And so you see this happening on all levels, whereby we value rich people more than poor people. We value influential people more than non-influential people. And I think the gospel, or living unfashionably according to the gospel, comes in and really cuts the head off of that whole premise and says, no, we value people because they are made in God's image, whether they are rich or poor, whether they are influential or non-influential, that the gospel really does break down barriers so that there is no discrimination in that particular sense. And I think that living unfashionably will inform the way that we approach other people in relationships, that even as it comes in terms of relating to other people, we relate to other people in terms of what we can give to them more so than what we can get from them, which is something radically countercultural when you hear everything the world is saying about relationships.
Tullian, thank you so much for taking the time for this interview.
It was great. Thanks for having me.